Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book, The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
For the next 30 minutes or so, we'll do some breath awareness practice. So find a comfortable posture, whether sitting in a chair or on meditation cushions or using a bench. And begin to notice that if all is going well, you're already breathing. Allow your spine to be more or less erect and alert. And feel the sensations of breath in the body. There are a number of different ways that this can be done, but for this exercise right now, just notice the breath in the belly. Notice as you breathe in, the belly rises a little bit, and as you breathe out, it falls a little bit. There's no need to control the breath. Simply allow it to come in and out naturally. It doesn't matter whether the breaths are short and shallow or long and deep. This isn't a breathing exercise, but rather an opportunity to bring the attention back to the present, to be aware of what's happening at the moment, and to embrace it with acceptance. And see if you can develop some continuity of awareness by following the breath through entire cycles, from the beginning of an inhalation to the point where the lungs are relatively full, back down to the point where the lungs are relatively empty, and another cycle begins. Before long, you'll probably notice that thoughts enter the mind. These are perfectly fine. As soon as you notice that the mind has become hijacked into a chain of narrative thought, just gently bring it back to the sensations of the breath. This is a little like puppy training. The mind wanders off, we gently bring it back to the breath. It wanders off again, we gently bring it back to the breath again. Try to bring an attitude of interest or curiosity to each breath. Notice how each cycle is slightly different from the one that came before and is slightly different from the one that follows it. We're practicing awareness of our current experience with acceptance, and using the breath as an anchor, as a way to pay attention to what's happening right here, right now. be patient with yourself the way you would be patient with a puppy. The mind will wander off many, many times, and each time it wanders, you gently bring it back to the sensations of the rising and falling of the belly with each breath. Should some discomfort in the body arise, and you notice an urge to move or to scratch an itch, experiment a bit with holding the body still and just noticing that urge arise and see if it passes by itself. There's no need to be extremely stoic about this, but sometimes learning to not scratch the itch, to just stay with the sensation, is illuminating. We see that the urge to fix the problem sometimes arises and passes all by itself, even if we don't do anything about it. Should the mind become calm and focused, that's okay. Should the mind be very active and frisky, that's okay also. Whatever arises, we greet with acceptance and bring the attention back to the rising and falling sensations of the breath. each time the mind wanders off into another chain of thought. We congratulate ourselves on noticing that we're thinking, noticing where the mind has gone, and then gently bring it back to the experience of the rising and falling sensations of the breath in the belly. Attending to each breath as though it were a special experience, something we wouldn't want to miss. And now, allowing the breath to be a little bit in the background, we'll begin to bring our attention to other sensory experiences happening right now. So begin by listening to the ocean of sound around us. Just listen as you might listen to a symphony or the sounds of nature on a summer evening. However quiet or noisy, notice all of the different notes, all of the sounds striking your ears. Again, as you do this, if your mind wanders off into a chain of thought, just gently bring it back to the sensations of the sounds surrounding you. Next, allowing your breath again to stay a little bit in the background, notice the sensations of contact between your body and the chair, or the floor, or the meditation bench. Just notice all of the points of contact, and notice the hundreds of sensations that happen at each point of contact. See how these sensations are not actually solid, but are made up of hundreds of micro-sensations strung together. Next, bring your attention to the sensations of contact with the ocean of air that surrounds you. So anywhere that you can feel the air touching your body, your face, your hands, any other exposed areas, just notice the very subtle sensations of contact. You might notice the air entering and leaving your body at the tip of your nose. How it's a bit cool in the inhalation and a bit warmer on the exhalation. Just notice all of the points of contact with the air and how many hundreds of sensations are available to consciousness at every moment. And next, allow your eyes to open just gently and just a little bit so that your gaze is cast down in front of you at, say, a 45-degree angle or so. And just take in the visual field as an artist might. Notice the colors, the texture, the contrast. Without labeling the objects in the visual field, just notice how much is going on right here and right now visually. Notice too how the visual field isn't solid, but how it seems to pulsate or vibrate just a little bit. And now for the last few moments of this practice, see if you can sit and open simultaneously to everything that's happening. The sensations of the visual field, the ocean of air that surrounds us, the contact with the chair or the ground or the cushion or the bench, the ocean of sounds, the sensations of breath. Sit in the midst of it all and allow it all to unfold moment by moment. Notice how rich and complex the sensations of the present moment are. And to bring this to a close, I'm going to ring a bell, and I want to invite you to listen to the sound of the bell from the beginning of the ring until it's trailed off into space and you can no longer hear it.